You're flipping through the checks and rags, it appears. There ain't no time to waste, you're getting on in years. You could keep your camera, but just never eat again. It's a means to a terrible end. Even if your plan is successful, have you really got room in your life? Yeah, it's a bland kind of torture.
Hello, welcome to WMFO Medford. It is 91.5 WMFO. It is my absolute pleasure to say hello, and this is Storytime with Papa T here at 3:04 p.m. in sunny Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Papa T, or Ben, and it's been a little while since we're on the air. I'm glad to be back just in the station. It's a great time. Everyone enjoys it. And it's nice to be playing music again for the people. The people, the people. That last one you just heard was a new one from The Shins. The name of the song is Name For You. It's off of their upcoming album. The name of the disc is Heartworms. Coming up, just the next hour is going to be a random collection of a few different things. I guess it'll be a little bit of story time. This is Story Time with Papa T. A little bit of story time to talk about what the last couple of weeks and months have involved for me, and I'll play some music that relates to them. So the first story is actually going to come about the music I'm going to play now. For anyone who's aware of the YouTuber Casey Neistat, he's a very good and fit runner, and he had a tip that he said at some point, and I heard at some point while on this hiatus break that we were on, that the Tron Legacy soundtrack produced by Daft Punk is an exceptional album to either work out to or run to. And after hearing this tip, I tried it out and I found that it was exceptionally true. And I thought I would just share that tip with all of you right now. So you might not be working out, you might not be running, but I just wanted you to hear what makes Tron Legacy by Daft Punk, the album, to be fantastic for working out and, you know, just general fantasticness. I'm going to play two right now. The first one you'll probably know. The next one you might not know as well, but still off a great album. So hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Daft Punk, Tron Legacy. see, wasn't that just fantastic? Yeah, I mean, from my personal experience from when I did a little bit of running, a little bit of working out to it, it's consistent, it's upbeat, it's not too overwhelming with lyrics or anything like that. So if you're not working out or running right now, I would highly recommend trying that. Those songs, the entire album, it's great. There are a few songs that are not as great, but I would say probably about 3/4 of them are perfect and just highly suggested. Moving away from the stories for a little bit, I'm just going to play some music that's good and I found when I was over break. To quickly note, though, I forgot to actually say the names. The two last songs off of Tron Legacy album were D-Rezzed and The Son of Flynn. So, just in case you wanted to know. You can also always find all full and complete playlists for this show and any past show on WMFO.org. Check it out. As for the next few songs, going to play Mix. No real reason or rhyme for this other than it's good music that came out recently. The first one is going to be from the man, John Mayer. Cool. Hope you enjoy it.
Seems to me, 'cause you've been gone. I'm growing older, but I still can't seem to get you off my mind. And I do believe I feel you all the time.
not moving on. Consider me as good as gone, cause I'm moving.
Those last two were, the first one was from John Mayer. The song's name is Moving On and Getting Over. It seems like he's coming out with new stuff. I'm a general liker of his music. Him as a person, I'll leave that out of it. Yeah, who knows? But other than that, the second song was from Magical Clouds, spelled M-A-J-I-C-A-L space C-L-O-U-D-Z. The song's name was Downtown off the album Are You Alone? Quality songs featured from my Spotify Discover and Release Radar playlists. And I, you know, if you're a user of Spotify, I would highly suggest you check out yours. They probably have great music for you. To continue, I'm going to go back to a little bit of a story, I guess, sort of. The next set of songs is related to a film that I saw over the last couple of weeks, and I thought was fantastic, amazing, incredible. It had very good music in it, and I'm going to play one from it. It's a lyricless song, and if you happen to know the movie or the film based on the song, you get points, so feel free to call in if you guess correctly. I'll let you know after. Here's the first song from the undisclosed secret movie. Here you go. Alright, so, I'll wait for calls. Actually, I won't wait for calls. I'll just keep going. But, if you could have guessed it, that was the song Engagement Party from Justin Horwitz off of the album and soundtrack for La La Land. Fantastic film I watched over break, and I'm sure many others watched as well. I thought it was just fantastic film through and through. I know some people have their own personal differences on what they might want from a movie like that, or it might have had too much inspiration from other films or anything like that, but I think undeniably it is fantastically well produced and just good generally everything, and I thought that it had particularly good music. I've been listening to this music recently, and I thought I'd share some of my personal favorites with the general public. So, the last one, as I said, was Engagement Party, and I'm going to play a few more. So, here we go. Let's do it.
in the canyons that'll never fade away. The ballads in the barrooms left by those who came before. They say we gotta want it more. So I bang on every door. Sing a song, a small town kid'll come along. That'll be the thing to push him on.
Alrighty. So, that's wonderful, melodic, everything. We're two songs, actually, from La La Land. First one was from the cast in Another Day of Sun, and the second one, and the longer one, was Justin Hurwitz's composition of Epilogue, the Epilogue. It's fantastic, the last one, because it kind of travels through all the major melodies of the piece, the film, and as someone who liked all of the melodies and pieces throughout the film, it's a good, you know, just overview. And for anyone who's seen the film, I think it's a good cover of just the story, really. So, if you haven't seen it, I highly suggest it. If you haven't heard much beyond the soundtrack other than what I've just played, I would also highly suggest it. But for now, I shall continue on. As much as I did like La La Land for its film and production and everything, I actually do like it's about jazz piano, at least a portion of it. And something that I like outside of just La La Land is jazz and soul. So I thought, you know, why not play some more jazz and soul? So the next two songs are kind of just random ones that I think are good and I would like to play. So the first one's going to be from Miles Davis, and the next one is going to be from the unforgettable and amazing Otis Redding. Here we go. Thank you.
treetop, treetop. Listen, little bitty, children. They are trying to listen to hear, for the sleigh bells that are ringing in the snow. I wanna tell you one more time what I'm thinking about. Of a white Christmas, yeah. We're there for a Christmas card that I write you over. I want you to know
Yeah, I know. Christmas was over a month ago, but that song is incredible, and I didn't get to play it previously, so, you know. So, for anyone who wanted to know the names of those songs, the last two were from Miles Davis' Blue in Green, off of the infamous album Blue in Green, and the song from Otis Redding was White Christmas. Both incredible, both amazing. You should listen to all of them, always and forever. So, to close out the, not really close out, got another 15 minutes. Wow. It's got time and time to go. To play continuously music, that didn't make any sense, but to continue to play music, I'm going to just play some more stuff that I like and think is good. Specifically, let's play some Kaloop musicals. Don't know how to say this band's name, but I tried it. But before that, because we are WMFO Medford Freeform for Life, gotta play a little bit of PSA. It's gonna be a classic. If you've ever heard my show before, you're gonna know exactly what PSA this is probably gonna be, but it's still hilarious, and I hope you enjoy. Thanks.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the Lost Cat Magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
So, last two songs were Echo of the Woos off the album Time Owes You Nothing and Cat Clyde's Mama Said. So, if you've liked any of the stuff that I've been playing tonight, today, whatever, feel free to check out WMFO.org for full playlists of this show, previous shows, and other DJs. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure. I've got one more song for you. The song is new from Father John Misty. The album is Pure Comedy. I did not know this when I originally picked the song for the playlist, but it has a very interesting and cool music video, which obviously I cannot show you over the radio, but if you have any interest, I would look it up. It's great. Cool. So, as always, this has been Storytime with Papa T. I am your host, Ben Tannen, and you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a good time with whatever, and I'll see you next week.
At 6.
For some reason, when I go to the good, yeah.
The comedy of man starts like this. Our brains are way too big for our motherships. And so nature, she devised this alternative. We emerge half-formed and hope whoever greets us on the other end is kind enough to fill us in. And babies, that's pretty much how it's been ever since. Now the miracle of birth leaves a few issues to address, like say that half of us are periodically iron deficient. So somebody's gotta go kill something while I look after the kids. I do it myself, but what are you gonna get this thing? It's milk, he says. As soon as he gets back from the hunt, we can switch. It's hard not to fall in love with something so helpless. Ladies, I hope we don't end up regretting this. Comedy. Now that's what I call pure comedy. Just wait until the part where they start to believe they're at the center of everything, and some all-powerful being endowed this horror show with meaning. Oh, their religions are the best. They worship themselves, yet they're totally obsessed in zombies, celestial virgins, magic tricks, these unbelievable outfits. And they get terribly upset when you question their sacred texts, written by a woman hating epileptics. Their language is just served to confuse them. Their confusion somehow makes them more sure. They build fortunes, poisoning their offspring, and hand out prizes when someone patents a cure. Where did they find these goons they elected to rule them? makes these clowns they idolize so remarkable? These mammals are hell-bent on fashioning.